I'm blessed that I got a encouraging coaches, you know what I'm saying, encouraging players. You know, I'm thankful for my position coach. You know, I just remember him telling me after that first quarter, man, don't worry about that. There's a bunch of plays to be made out there. And I just went out there, you know what I'm saying, just telling myself, man, just keep fighting. The team needs you. Make a play.
Corners have to have short memories anyway, right?
Right.
When you missed the tackle, you knew that there's a lot left. Talk to me about how you wanted to come back. Did that make you even more determined?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember just after that play happened, I looked at Killebrew, and Killebrew said, I ain't even got to say nothing. I know you're gonna do your thing. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm just blessed to have encouraging teammates, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we got to have short-term memory as corners and just keep playing.
That was a tough, tough football game. Team's 0-8. A lot of people thought, it should have been easier than that. But in this league, nobody's easy.
No team is easy. Now, we knew that coming in, like, they haven't won a game. Like, nah, man. This is an NFL team, you know what I'm saying? They got great players. They got a great quarterback. We knew we had to go out there and put them out to end the game. So, you know what I'm saying? End of the day, we knew we had to come in here and fight.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
When you have that rough start, like you talked about, obviously, personally, or as a team defensively, especially against a team hungry for that win, what do you guys talk about in the huddle? How do you guys turn that around and get the way you were later in the game?
Like I say, I got great teammates, you know what I'm saying? Like, kept telling me positive things. We kept feeding off each other. Like, hey, we're going to make a play. Defense going to make a play. And, you know what I'm saying, you had to put that behind us. It's a bunch of football left to play, and I just went out there and played football.
Could you talk about the defense as a whole and giving up 200 and something yards rushing when you only gave up 89? You know, you were ranked sixth in the league. Just talk about the defense as a whole against that.
I mean, they you win some, you lose some. End of the day, you just got to find a way to win. And, you know, they beat us in a rushing battle, but at the end of the day, we got a W, so that's all that matters.
Do you talk about yourself and just the mixed bag that you had today and about the touchdown, the strip, the fumble recovery with the touchdown? Just a mixed bag for you today, something you kind of look at, learn from, and move on, right?
Definitely. Every game you want to go back and just see what you could do better, you know what I'm saying, and take the positives and just roll with it and just continue to fight. We got a long season ahead of us, you know. We just got to continue to get better.
On the first quarter drives where you got burned, the coach got you on the left side and then Britt on the missed tackle before all of the good stuff happened. Can you go through those a little bit though, Nevin?
Man, I just remember, like, dang, I just gave up a big play. I was like, okay, put it behind me. Keep fighting, Nev. Keep fighting, you know. I just kept talking to myself, and my teammates kept continuing to give me positive words, and I just wanted to go out there and keep fighting.
You talk about, obviously, your teammates, and you guys seem like you're really together in this locker room. Seeing a guy like Ebron, who's, you know, had the booze at times, get a touchdown like that, what was it like for you to see?
I mean, I always believed in Ebron. I remember telling him, I forgot what game it was. I was like, 85, you the best tight end in the league, you know what I'm saying? And I see what he could do. I know what he could do. And maybe the outside don't know, but, you know what I'm saying, I believe in Ebron, and I know he's a great player.
Two quick questions, Nevin. On that first play, on the one that you had two good ones, but the first one I want to get to is on the Britt missed tackle. He simply eluded you, or did you?
No, I just missed the tackle. At the end of the day, you miss tackles sometimes in football.
How about the, and I know you earlier explained it, but you had the presence of mind to pick that ball up.
Mm-hmm.
And not know you'd been touched.
Right.
And keep running. Could you go through that sequence?
I mean, that comes from Coach Caldwell. He always said, hit that ground, get up like that ground is hot. So I just remember going down. I'm like, I'm going to get up. So that's what happened.